Tell me, are they consistently so, or only at the start? Because what you're saying here, although you may not mean it, advocates for virtue, such is the power of truth. Imagine there were two paths, one leading to a furnace and the other to paradise. One path to the furnace is wide, while the path to paradise is narrow. Which path would you prefer? For even if you argue otherwise for the sake of disagreement, you cannot deny universally accepted truths, no matter how audacious. Now, it is more appropriate to choose the path which starts challenging but ends more pleasantly, and I will strive to teach you this using clear examples. Do consider, for instance, various professions. These start with hard work but end in gain. But you might counter, nobody takes on a profession without some force, for as long as a child has autonomy, they would prefer to laze around initially and endure any resulting ill later, no matter how great, rather than struggle at first and enjoy the rewards of their efforts later. Choosing such a path, however, reveals a mind left to its own devices and a tendency towards childish lethargy. The reverse path signifies wisdom and maturity. So it's the same with us. If we weren't childish in understanding, we wouldn't imitate a carefree, thoughtless child, but rather one who has a guiding figure. Therefore, we need to let go of our childish thinking and not criticize the reality of the situation. We need a guide for our conscience that won't let us succumb to our desires, but force us to compete and struggle hard. It's downright ridiculous to initially subject our children to hardship in pursuits that begin with laborious beginnings but end well, while we do the exact opposite when it comes to spiritual matters.